know what a gutter ball is when we're standing in the middle of a bowling alley. But what is a gutter ball thought or idea or feeling when we're walking through our day? My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, meditation coach, and owner of the Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.net. And today we're going to be talking about gutter balls. And thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. I know it has been a minute since I have posted a podcast for all of you. It's been a little busy in The Zen Room. We are finally coming out of COVID. We're in the home stretch. So just to put a timestamp on this podcast in case you're listening to it a lot later. It's June 1st, 2021. I live in California, so we are 15 days away from... a lot of restrictions being lifted, and already when I was out on my run this morning, my walk run this morning, it's already feeling different. People are jovial again, people are smiling again, and that is really, really nice to see. So it encouraged me to get back into the podcast mix because I feel like I can take a breath. COVID kept me very busy, plus for those of you who are local to Gilroy, I moved to a bigger location so I could have larger classes, and it's been, like I said, a little busy, but things are starting to settle down again, and I wanted to bring this idea that I had on my walk run this morning to all of you, so that maybe as we're stepping into this new space, this new spring, this new feeling of freedom and relief and joy and all of those things, that we can do it with the right tone, with the right vibe, the right thought process, the right frequency. Okay, so I'm sure everybody on this podcast knows what bowling is. I would imagine that most everybody listening has bowled at least one time in their life. And for those of you who haven't bowled at all, you know what bowling is, right? The idea is that you have this ball. It's a very heavy ball with three holes in it. And you put your fingers in the hole and you wind up and you throw the ball down this long lane. And at the end of the lane are 10 pins, heavy weighted pins. And the idea is to knock down as many pins as you can with your ball. And you really want to stay away from the gutter being the pitfalls on either side of your bowling lane, that if your ball hits the gutter, there's absolutely no way you can hit a strike, okay? So the idea is knock down as many pins as you can and avoid the gutters. When you're a kid, they have gutter bumpers, right? So that you actually can't hit a gutter ball or you can't throw a gutter ball. It's going to always ping you back to some sort of spot in the middle to at least hopefully knock a couple of pins down. But for professional bowlers and anybody who wants to play a traditional game of bowling, you've got gutters. So to stick with the bowling analogy, so there are several tips that any bowler would give anybody else who wants to play a great bowling game. You have to pick the right bowling ball, right? You don't want your ball to be too heavy for your frame or too light or whatnot. You don't want the finger spread to be too far apart if you've got tiny hands. You want to make sure you're wearing the right shoes. You want to make sure that your swing is consistent with a good follow through. You want your body positioning to be good. All of those things. If you want to get into superstitions, maybe somebody tells you don't want to change your socks if you're on a winning streak, right? So avid bowlers will say that there are must-haves, and they most likely will vary from bowler to bowler. But in the end, every bowler can agree on one thing, and that is you cannot hit a strike from the gutter. Can't be done. Not to say, I guess, in some strange physics rare anomaly that you can't bounce back out of the gutter if the ball's thrown hard enough, I guess. But for the most part, let's face it, if your ball goes in the gutter, you can't hit a strike. So if we look at the game of bowling and we use it as a metaphor for life, the pins, those 10 weighted pins at the end of the lane, would represent our intentions, our hopes, our dreams, maybe that call that we feel being called to us, you know, and the bowling ball would represent our momentum towards those hopes and dreams. And the lane itself would be our journey. Okay, simple enough. I think we can get that. So let's say that there are 10 bowling pins that are set at the end of the lane. Let's just say for argument's sake that they represent a new job that we're trying to find, or maybe a better way of putting it would be that we're trying to attract. And this perfect job would include all of our you know, wants, are a reasonable commute, a wonderful manager, a great culture, good style, good temperamented community. Maybe this company has a wonderful mission or products that really align with the values that we hold. In short, I guess these pins represent a dream job. We can actually visualize these pins at the end of our lane, even if the ball has just left our hands, okay? So we watch the ball moving steadily down the lane, and that represents our momentum towards the job. Maybe the momentum is fueled by things such as a passion or a natural disposition to do the work well, to have the work be rewarding, to maybe know how your participation at this company is going to impact lots and lots of people in beautiful ways. We would be excited to get up and do this job every day. Some of us would live and breathe to do this work. It would be a fever that reminds us that we were born to do this, okay? And what I will say is, one of the beautiful things about COVID is that people, if they were asking that question in 2019 a little bit, they sure as heck were asking that question a lot in 2020 and 2021. I know this because I have helped people work through this over the last 15 months, for sure. Just this itch that they can no longer ignore to do something fulfilling or that they're passionate about. But oftentimes what happens in life, okay, is we start out in this great space. We have our eye on the pins. We have our eye on the bowling pins. We have, you know, our intentions, our energy is good. But then we start to get a little wobbly. And a wobbly ball losing its momentum will start to head right to the gutter. We've all seen it, especially with kids maybe that don't quite have enough strength or backspin to really get some good momentum going on that ball. So what makes a ball wobble, you might ask? Well, there are several things. They all boil down to, in my opinion, they all boil down to thoughts and feelings that don't align with our ball hitting those center arrows with that perfect speed heading for the strike. And I'll tell you, one thing that you can do to make your ball wobbly from the get-go is compare yourself with somebody else. Comparing yourself with somebody else who's on a similar path, maybe you're looking at the car they just bought or the house that they just bought and, oh my gosh, I'm not where she is, or oh my gosh, I'm not where he is. That for sure will wobble your ball. You will start to lose momentum because in that moment, you've taken your eye off of the why and your ego is starting to get really, really comparative. What you want to do when you see your best friend get that new house or get that new car is not compare yourself to her or him and say, gosh, they're farther down the lane than I am. You want to celebrate them. Good for you. You deserve it. You're so hardworking. Or good for you. You happen to be at the right place at the right time. Or good for you. Boy, you got really lucky and I'm so happy for you. That shift or mindset will take you from your ball wobbling to speed down the lane. Comparison is a ball wobbler. If you're comparing yourself to somebody else, you're going to get wobbly. You're going to lose your momentum. If you celebrate someone else and all of their successes, you're going to keep up your momentum. That's an important one that a lot of people miss. Another thing that can get our wobble to kick in or our our bowling balls start to wobble is surrounding this need to control. And I get why people do it. It's tough not to. There's a difference between being prepared and controlling. Being prepared means you've written your resume. You've had it reviewed for typos and all of that stuff, and for, you know, readability and all that good stuff. You have sent out the resume, right? You're preparing. You are definitely putting inspired action into the system. But that is a far cry from controlling, demanding the when, demanding the timeline, demanding the how. That is different. Our job, as a little reminder from many, many podcasts, and I've said this a lot, our job is what and why, and then something bigger than us has to be in charge of the how and when, because otherwise we get in there and we try to control and wrangle, and we're going to start choking the whole system, and our bowling ball will start to wobble. So keep that in mind. The other thing is the constant need to worry, because we simply don't know how it's all going to end. Again, that's getting into the specifics. One of the little things that I like to say to people is, if the door opens, it's your door. If the door doesn't open, it wasn't your door. So stop trying to control it. And by all means, please stop worrying about it, because at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do. Somebody else has to hire you or not. There's a whole other person playing this game. So you just be as prepared as you can and vibe high. Vibe high. Good momentum, okay? The other thing that I would say is, think of gutters. Well, gutters are dirty usually. You have to get your gutters cleaned on your house. Otherwise, the rain won't flow through. You're going to get backed up and stopped up, right? We know that those gutters need to be clean. Get your mind out of the gutter is something that people say when you're having maybe not the cleanest thoughts. So gutters have a tendency to have this rap of maybe not the cleanest thought. If you find yourself having gutter thoughts, meaning, oh my God, I cannot believe out of all the people in the world, she got hired. I can't believe, she doesn't even have a degree. How did she get the job? That is a gutter ball. That is a gutter thought. And you can't hit strikes from the gutter. Think of all the things that you either, and by the way, guys, I hate to say it, it's not just on social media. It's not just at lunch with a girlfriend. These are even silent thoughts that you only think to yourself, okay? So I highly, highly, highly recommend don't having a gutter thought on social media, because boy, you're not gonna hit any strikes anytime soon, because social media is just a huge amplifier. Take your gutter ball thought and amplify it by all the people who have read it, who will share it and like it. And next thing you know, oh, your gutter is deep, okay? Far, far from the strikes. The other thing, too, is even if you've just got a small audience of two or three, the gals are out to dinner or the guys are grabbing a beer after work, and you're like, can you believe that so-and-so got a promotion? Oh, my God. Like, what? I cannot believe that that happened because of A, B, or C. That's all gutter ball stuff, everyone. Gutter ball stuff, you can't hit strikes from the gutter. And it may feel good to rant and rave, and it may feel like, ugh, cathartic to get it off your chest, except the only person that's actually hurting is you, because now you can't hit those 10 pins in your own lane. So this is a retraining of the brain. It's going to take a minute to do it, because for a lot of people, COVID gave everyone the opportunity to practice gutter ball thoughts repeatedly. Let's remind ourselves, anything that you do repeatedly, you get really, really good at, even gutter ball thoughts. So let's say that you weren't much into social media before COVID. But COVID, there was nothing else to do really. People were kind of stuck in their houses for the most part, and social media felt like their wonderful connection to the outside world, and people started to vent and vent and vent and vent and agree and a vent and share and like and share, and it became ugh. It became a giant gutter. So much so that I got out months ago and I haven't really looked back. I'll hop in there once in a while to do like a big announcement, but then I'm out because it's still kind of guttery in my opinion. Think of all the times in the last 15 months that maybe you were offended or got ridiculed. I bet you it happened on social media. I'll bet you, bet you, bet you. Or I'll bet you at least one of those things happened on social media. So if you play in the gutter, you're gonna come out stinky. So, but if you did it on Monday and then Tuesday and then you never did it again, chances are you haven't created a bad habit. But if you did it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January, February, March, April, May, guess what? If anybody lifted a 10-pound weight that many times for that long, they could probably enter a Mr. or Mrs. Universe weightlifting competition and win. Because anything that you do repeatedly, you get very good at. So if you can toss your bowling ball into the gutter and you got really good at it, the good news is you can retrain your brain to not play in the gutter and get really good at that too. But it will take a minute, so you're going to give yourself a break. If you find yourself having a gutter ball thought, go, whoop, that's a gutter ball thought, hopping out of the gutter, can't hit strikes from the gutter, I'm going to get back in my lane. Back in my lane because I got a lot of pins I want to knock down. That will take a minute and then you'll get good at it. And then next thing you know, you're going to have strike after strike after strike. So, my public service announcement to all of you is we are coming out of this time of transition and for some, for a lot, struggle and challenge. Please, please, please be aware of your thoughts. Please, please, please be aware of your frequency, your vibration, because I so want you all, not just for you, but for the collective, the good of mankind. If we were all hitting our strikes, hitting our strikes, we get to live in a world where people are passionate about their work. And then they're not having road rage because we're all back on the road again. They're excited to go to work and maybe listen to a cool podcast on their way to work. And they're feeling valued and they're enjoying the contribution they're making to society. And people are really excited about all kinds of things. That's a world that we all want to live in. But in order to live in that world, we have to be a part of our world, that world. And that means we start with us. We start at home. Okay. So start small. Correct or interrupt those old gutter ball thoughts when they happen. It will take a minute, so give yourself a break. If you find yourself having a gutter ball moment, don't follow it up with another gutter ball moment saying, "Oh my God, I can't do this." Yes, you can. Of course you can. Of course you can. Watch comedies. Watch as little news as possible. Stay informed, but don't marinate. That's the formula. And start really maybe meditating or taking time to think about what it is that will make you happy. Because at the end of the day, if COVID taught us anything, it taught us or reminded us that life is short and all the moments in between, they truly, truly matter. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Zen Room. I look forward to talking to you on future podcasts, but for now, have a great rest of your day and may all of your thoughts be strikes. Bye for now.